For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. If you're a little befuddled by all the claims for different wash day products, you'll welcome the news about new deep cleaning Oxidol. And you've probably heard about no rinse suds. But common sense tells you that no rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you've tried no-rinse suds, you've found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. That's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. For Oxidol saves your rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed to get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep-cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no-rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep-cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet-smelling. And Oxidol is grand for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, was there ever a nicer girl than Ma's Faye? Our Faye. You know, I think all of us join Ma and the folks in hoping and praying that Spencer Grayson turns out to be the right man for Faye. We want Faye to fall in love and get married. And we do know this. With every day, Faye and Spencer seem to like each other better. Well, right now, it's shortly after lunchtime, and we find Willie alone in the lumberyard office. Listen.
Ma? Shuffle?
Me, Willie.
Oh, hi, Shuffle. Look.
Look at what, Willie, son? Ma ain't back from lunch yet?
No, she ain't. Look here. This order I just got.
Oh, what's so exciting about getting it? Sweet Jerusalem, 10,000 board feet.
Can you imagine? Telephone rings. Fellow on the other end says he's the contractor on that new factory over on the other side of Three Rivers. What can I do for you, I ask him. Have you raised your prices beyond all rhyme or reason, he asks me? Why, the Perkins Lumberyard does not believe in inflation, I tell him. Match our prices up against anybody's. And so the first thing you know, here I am with...
Willie, don't give me your life's history. Anyhow, to make a long story short, you got this order.
He'll be over in the morning to look at it. Talk about a good day's business, Shuffle. 10,000 feet.
Nice work, Willie. Ma'll be real pleased.
We're going to make $300. $300 net profit.
Yes, we will. Fine, Willie, son. Listen, did Ma say she'd be late?
Ma? No, why?
Well, I got something I got to talk to her about. Oh, not so much for Ma herself, for Spencer Grayson. I stopped off at Spencer's hotel on the way back, but he wasn't in.
A message for Spencer Grayson? Uh-huh. What, Shuffle?
Well, nothing important, Willie. Just something with Spencer. Wait a minute, maybe this morning. Oh, yeah. Ma?
Yes, Shuffle. Hello, Willie.
Hi, Ma. Come here, Ma. Look.
Hmm? Look at what, dear?
Willie turned in a good day's business for the Perkins Lumberyard Mall. Mm-hmm. Fella calls up on the telephone, and Willie here sits down and sells.
I'll tell Ma about it, Shuffle. It was just after I came back from lunch, Ma. Just after you and Shuffle left. Telephone rings. It's that fella from the other side of Three Rivers. The fella who's building that factory. And so I...
Oh, you mean Mr. Connors?
Huh? Yes, his name happens to be Connors. Anyhow, he starts giving me a rough time, see? Making wisecracks. And so I
Excuse
told him...
Excuse me, Willie. Ma... How come you know this feller's name? Was it you who got us this order for 10,000 feet, which'll give us a profit of over $300?
Oh, well, I did happen to speak to Mr. Connors just the other day, Shuffle. I thought it might be a good idea to call up and see if we could get some business, but I didn't get no order.
Oh, you mean it wasn't me who put over the deal?
Oh, I'm saying it was you who put over the deal, Willie. Then, did I hear it correct, 10,000 feet?
It was you who done it, Willie, no question about it.
Well, I just sat at the phone and took the order. Like usual, it was Ma who went out and started the ball rolling, which got us the order.
Oh, land, Willie, you done at least as much as me. And you done real well. I was stand to make a month's profit just in this one deal.
Willie, son, the whole deal was just you and Ma. I'm the one who didn't have nothing to do with it. It's you who's the big businessman, Willie, just like Spencer Grayson.
You know, that's the first thought that flashed across my mind when I hung up the phone. I'll bet this is the way Spencer Grayson does business. Just sits there at his desk, wearing his nice clothes and a clean white shirt and probably a gold fountain pen in his hand. He talks over the telephone, and without even working up a sweat, he closes big deals running into the millions.
I reckon Mr. Grayson works harder than that, Willie, dear. As a matter of fact, when I got home for lunch just now, an hour ago, I come into the kitchen door, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there he was, in the dining room. They had the pantry door closed. She was in the kitchen. She was trying to keep it quiet for him, you see?
Huh? Well, wait a minute, I don't understand, Ma. You mean he was having his lunch there at the house?
No, I believe Ma means he was working there at the house, sitting at the dining room table. Ain't that what you mean, Ma?
That's it exactly, Sheffa. He said they invited him. And it's more comfortable than the hotel. He was sitting there writing on pieces of paper with a big blue pencil, and twice or three times the telephone rang for him. New York calling. And he'd talk and tell him what to do.
Right there at the house?
Yes.
Like he was a member of the family already. Hey, and you said you had a message for him, Shuffle. Maybe you could call him up right there at the house if he's still there.
Oh, it ain't that important, Willie. It's about meeting that boy Tom Wells. Ma, I told you how I promised Spencer I'd go over and get acquainted with Tom Wells, that fellow who was in the war with Spencer. Well, I just went over this noon, but he's working on the night shift. He wasn't there.
Oh, yes. Mr. Grayson did mention that you was going to make yourself acquainted with Tom Wells, Sheffield.
Mm-hmm.
But he did seem very busy right up until I left the house 10 minutes ago, so maybe your message could wait until later.
Oh, sure, Ma.
Sure. Because when them big executives are busy, they don't want to get interrupted with nothing trivial. That's how big executives work. They buckle down, and in just 1 hour, maybe just with one phone call, bang, they can do a whole week's business. That's what makes them so big.
Like you, Willie.
Like me? Now, wait a minute. Did I say it was like me?
Sheffield, don't tease Willie. Willie did a real good stroke of business today.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, maybe you could stop by at the house this evening, Sheffield, and give your message to Mr. Grayson.
Okay, Ma, maybe I will. And Ma, Faye, how is Faye acting about it? Mr. Spencer Grayson making himself so much to home, was she pleased?
Yeah, how about that, Ma? Was Faye pretty happy about it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Faye seemed happy about it. Faye seemed very happy about it.
Faye, where are you?
You calling me, Spencer?
Where are you, in the kitchen?
Here I come.
Something I can get for you? More coffee?
I'll have more coffee, if you will.
Oh, I'll get another cup.
No, this cup right here you didn't use.
Oh, is that pot hot enough? Yeah, seems so.
Sit down. Black, of course.
Of course. Here. Table suddenly looks empty. Where are all your mysterious important papers?
All buttoned up. You see before you a triumphantly successful but very tired young executive.
You did all that work in 2 hours?
I keep telling you that I'm wonderful.
Oh, golly. Why haven't I any brains? It seems so easy. Shuffle those papers around, then they call you up on the telephone and you say, do this or do that, and then you sit back and relax.
And maybe take my girl ice skating this afternoon.
Ice skating? Oh, it's well. Paulette, too?
Of course, Paulette, too. The big executive is very pleased with himself. I got a bright idea an hour ago, and I've earned my recreation, and I love the whole world. To you, little mother.
Oh, do we clink cups? To you, big executive.
I've said it before, and I shall say it again. Spencer Grayson is wonderful. He has all the virtues.
Oh, you must have been listening to his friend, Faye. That's what Faye thinks.
Faye. And I've said this before, and I shall say it again. You have the most disarming candor. I like you, Faye Perkins Henderson. Did I ever remember to tell you?
I like you, Spencer Grayson.
My time here in Rushville Center has just flown. Do you realize that it was just one moment ago that I came for Christmas?
I realize. It's flown for me, too.
Now that I've found you again, what am I going to do about you?
I better wash out this coffee pot and get ready for skating if we're going.
No, sit still. Don't break our moment. Do you know what you do to me, Faye? Not only you, when I say you, I mean everything you stand for. Your home, your family, your little girl, Pauletta, everything about you.
Tell me.
You make me change every idea I ever had about myself. In my crystal ball, I never saw a little peanut like you, you know. With eyes that are neither gray nor black, but sort of smoky. An apron, quick, sure way of moving your hands through the things in a woman's day. I've always been so sure that my star would be different.
More glamorous?
Let's call it more glamorous. And now, so meaningless, those foolish ideas of mine, I guess. I mean.
You certainly do talk a great deal, Mr. G. I'll wash out these coffee things now. Are you through with your cup?
Yeah, I'm through with it. Yeah, you wash up those things while I sit here and wonder. What am I going to do about Faye? Yeah, that's the question. What am I going to do about Faye?
Today, homemakers everywhere are praising new deep cleaning Oxidol. For this amazing new wash day product, not only saves rinsing, it washes clothes deep clean, too. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, the new Oxidol reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and floats it away. And that's why, with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. And new Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new deep cleaning Oxidol. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. What am I going to do about Faye? Asks Spencer. Yes, and all of us would like to know his answer. What do you think of Spencer? Well, there's more to him than meets the eye. That's what a certain very clever person tells Ma tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.